Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. The word of God from the Old Testament reading in Numbers chapter 6. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. This is God's word. Last night, sitting in the living room, my family ended up turning on, it's been streaming this year on Disney Plus. Those of you who stream know what I'm talking about. We watched the musical Hamilton, the story of Alexander Hamilton, one of our nation's founding fathers. And if you haven't seen it, it is very, very entertaining. If you like musicals with a sort of hip-hop flavor to it, it is very good. And even if you don't like rap, I think you'd like this musical. It's really well done. And the story of Alexander Hamilton is not one that I knew a whole lot about, other than he was Secretary of the Treasury and he was on, well, still is on, the $10 bill. And now that the musical is famous, no one's talking about taking him off the $10 bill anymore. Apparently, in the late 1790s, I believe it was, Alexander Hamilton had an affair with a married woman. And several months after he started this affair, it went on for a while, the woman's husband found out about it. And in return, he decided to try to extort money out of Hamilton to use this situation to his benefit. In fact, it's suggested that the husband even let Hamilton continue the affair as long as he was getting money. Well, anytime you have shady financial dealings, that's a problem when you're the Secretary of the Treasury. And later on, some of his political rivals got wind of Hamilton's affair. And upon my own study of some pretty reputable sources, this is a true story. Some rivals got wind that Hamilton was having an affair, and rather than let them use it against him, he wrote a public document about it and admitted to it, shared copies of the correspondence between him and his mistress, and went into explicit detail. It was quite the scandal of his day. Now, as Secretary of the Treasury, Hamilton was able to show without a shred of doubt that his name was clear. He did not inappropriately use federal funds, funds that he was overseeing on someone else's behalf. It was his own money that he paid. So in one regard, he protected his name. But as you can imagine, as a person of supposedly high moral character, as a husband, and as a potential presidential candidate, his name was destroyed. And so Hamilton found himself in the difficult position of protecting his name in one regard while letting it be destroyed in another, and admittedly, by his own sinful, wicked actions. But it begs the question, to what lengths will you go to protect your name? Or what sort of story will you be willing to concoct in order to promote your name? consider, and I know for some of you, this isn't something you relate to. But we live in a world where so many of us present our names, our lives, our images as something very fabricated. We do it on social media, right? We post pictures on Facebook, on Instagram. We share Snapchats. We post videos on TikTok. We do all these different social media platforms where you can share things about yourself, photos of your life, events happening to you, and your own thoughts about things going on in the world. But you get to pick and choose what it is that you put out there. So you can present yourself to the world, present your name as that of a person with a perfect family, perfect job, appearing to have every earthly good we could possibly want. We can appear to be popular, to be loved and adored by people. And all it really is building up our name. So when people, when they hear my name, they're going to think, there's a person who's got it good. I want to be more like that person. But I want you to consider what your Facebook feed would be like if it was like Alexander Hamilton's public letter. Instead of people seeing you presented as, he's a faithful husband, they can see he's addicted to pornography. Or instead of seeing, that person is such a loyal friend, no, they see that person's actually a gossip. And you can't trust that person with any secret. Or instead of people seeing you as, that person has it all, what instead they would see is, that person's up to their eyeballs in credit card debt. You see, we're so concerned about protecting our names, our reputation. But sinners ultimately get revealed for what they really are. They're sinful. They have sins. And we'll go to all kinds of lengths to hide our sins from people. Israel was known as the people of God, but what sort of name did they have? Well, when we think of Israel today, we think of them often for their sin, for their wickedness, for their idolatry. I mean, that's really kind of the story we get through the Old Testament. Really, the Old Testament of Israel reads kind of like an Alexander Hamilton tell-all. All their sins, all their vices, all their failings. And yet still, they are called God's children. They are blessed by the Lord. But the people of Israel are not blessed by their own name, by their own reputation. No, as the book of Numbers reveals to us in our Old Testament reading, they were blessed by the name that was put on them. A name that was not their own, but a name that they made their own through a gracious and loving God. You see, the Lord God told Moses to command Aaron and his sons. That would be the priests. Aaron and his sons were the priests of Israel. And he told them to bless the people with words that I know all of you know. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance, or lift up his face upon you and give you peace. So, the Lord says, shall they put my name upon the people of Israel, and I will bless them. You see, the job of the priests in Israel was twofold. Priests offered sacrifices. That's what we often think of a priest doing. A priest brings sacrifices on behalf of the people to be offered up to God. But what we often forget is that the priests gave to the people on God's behalf. The priests were to bless Israel by putting the Lord's name on them. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. In other words, when that name of the Lord is put on you, it does all those things. When the name of the Lord is put on you, you are blessed and you are kept. When the name of the Lord is put on you, he shines his face on you and is gracious to you. And when he puts his name on you, he lifts up his face upon you to give you peace. The blessing of people with the Lord's name gives them things. You see, that's the distinction between your name and the Lord's name. Your name is something you have to strive and struggle to defend and protect. But the name of the Lord has the power to bless, to make things happen, to give good things to God's people. Now, obviously, in our church, we don't call our ministers priests, though there's not really anything wrong with that term per se. But we do well to remember that just as Aaron and his sons had a twofold task to bring sacrifices on behalf of the people, but also to give blessings on behalf of the Lord, that the ministers of Christ's church act in the same way. Yes, we come to offer prayers and praises and offerings and gifts to the Lord. We do that, don't we? We often call it worship. But how could we ever forget what it all begins with? Why do we give such things to our Lord? Because he blesses us. He gives us his gracious face of forgiveness and love and compassion in his Son, Jesus Christ. He gives his Son's very body and blood given on the cross to give us peace. Tomorrow, yes, I know, New Year's Day. Hooray, 2020's done. Tomorrow's the eighth day of Christmas. It's also the eighth day when an Israelite boy was circumcised and given his name. And you heard the shortest gospel reading in the entire lectionary tonight, just one verse. It was on the eighth day in which Jesus was circumcised, because he keeps the law and he has no sin, but also was given his name. And as we sang in our opening hymn, his name is a name of wondrous love, because as the Lord God himself, the name of Jesus has the power to bless. We heard the verse for New Year's Eve in between singing the Alleluia, Matthew 1:21, that he was given the name Jesus, for he will save his people from their sins. The name of Jesus has that power. The name of the triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, has that power. And dear friends, in Jesus, that name has accomplished this powerful thing for you. Tonight, in this moment, you are forgiven. Because the one who is the Lord has said so. You are redeemed because Jesus has died for your sins and the Lord has spoken that forgiveness to you. You are about to be fed on the body and blood of the Son, Jesus Christ, given and shed for you because the Lord is where his name is put. It is customary on calendars, and now with a new year coming, 2021. And we always do this on our bulletins. You may have noticed it. It doesn't just say 2020, but includes the letters AD. Some people mistakenly think the letters AD stand for after death, as though BC is before Christ, which is what it means. And AD is after death, as though there's some like 30 years in between there that don't have any numbers. No, the letters AD stand for the Latin ad domini, year of the Lord. Because we recognize that this coming year is the Lord's year. And you know what? The year that we lay to rest tonight, that we set behind us, that we kick to the curb, this has been the Lord's year as well. Because in every year, he blesses his people, he blesses you, he keeps his people, keeps you. Shines his face on and is gracious to his people as he does to you. He lifts his countenance upon you, a friendly face upon you, and he gives you peace. Your name, it's tainted. So is mine. We will struggle and fight to keep our name and reputation. But the name of the Lord, the name of Jesus, will bless you, will forgive you, and will ensure you that you are the Lord's and he is with you in 2021 and in beyond. As you go this evening, go with the name of the Lord upon you for a blessing. God's love toward you, his dear people, his dear Israel. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.